I am the cat who was given shelter from the storm. I am the dog who was rescued from certain death on the streets. I was saved from being tortured in a laboratory experiment. I was spayed. I was neutered. It saved hundreds of animals like me from homelessness. I am the cow who was given space to sit, stand, turn around, and extend my limbs. I am the circus elephant who was protected from abuse. I was taken in after the wildfires. I was protected from police who were shooting my stray brothers and sisters. I was spared from being caught in a steel leg hold trap. I was taken in an animal ambulance and resuscitated after a car hit me and drove away. I am the descendants of the horses
and the mules
who were working as beasts of burden in San Francisco in the Bay Area in 1908. When the Palo Alto Humane Society, when PAWS was first formed, so that we could be given the water troughs we couldn't ask for ourselves. Because of PAWS, I survived. Because of PAWS, I thrived. For 100 years, PAWS has been there for me, educating adults and children about humane treatment of us animals, founding the National Greyhound Protection League, working with the Red Cross to formulate disaster and emergency plans that include animals like me, supporting the California Prevention of Cruelty to Farm Animals Act, and subsidizing the spaying and neutering of 1,000 pets in need each year. And they've done all this without funding from the government, other humane societies, or national affiliates, through support by generous, compassionate people in the community. People like you. For 100 years, PAWS has been guarding me, protecting me, sheltering me, speaking up for me, because I can't speak for myself. But if I could speak, I'd say one thing. I'd say thank you, PAWS, because I can't speak for myself. PAWS speaks for me.